If there's one human attribute that seems to be missing from the lives of so many people in this day and age, it would have to be humility, having a modest opinion of one's own importance. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I read a terrible article in my newsfeed the other day. Here's the title. Want to sound more confident? Avoid these 11 words and phrases that make you look weak, say the grammar experts. And pretty much each of the 11 suggestions removed the tone of humility from a person's conversation to make them sound arrogant. But that's the way of the world these days, where humility is considered by many to be a weakness. But let's look at this from a different perspective, from God's perspective, Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He's told you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? But to do justice, and to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Just think about that. In God's eyes, humility isn't a weakness. It's not even a nice-to-have attribute. Far from being merely the icing on the cake, so as to speak, it's a fundamental part of what it means to do good in God's eyes. But it's not just humility on its own, but humility as we walk with God in our day-by-day, hour-by-hour journey through this life. In other words, pulling our head in, not constantly demanding what we think we're entitled to, honoring Him, obeying Him, putting others before ourselves. How differently do you think would those who don't yet believe in Jesus view Him, see Him, if God's people by and large lived like that? What does the Lord require of you? To walk humbly with your God. That's His word fresh for you today. Powerful, life-changing stuff, isn't it? Make no mistake, God wants to transform your life from the inside out. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's Word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.